First of all, should we give the kids another clap? Because they've just been amazing. We have practiced over the last couple of weeks, but we've never actually managed to practice all together before today. So I think they did fantastic. So it was really, really good. Great job, guys. So I would like to ask everybody here a question this morning. Can everyone see the question on the screen here? What's in a name? Does anybody know what that famous line is from? Anybody? What's in a name? Grown-ups too? Rosie knows. She put her hand up. Owen? No. Anybody know what's in a name? I know there are grown-ups in here who know. Nobody. What's in a name? It's a famous line from a Shakespeare play. Romeo and Juliet. Give Jess 10 points. Well, you know, 9, 8, bad, yeah. So, Romeo and Juliet. Famous line. Never mind. You're clearly not as cultured as I thought you all were. I bet everyone at home was shouting out Romeo and Juliet. Just a wee aside, has anybody here seen Romeo and Juliet? Yes, yes, okay. Romeo and Juliet, just for anyone who hasn't seen it, it's the story of Romeo and Juliet, right? But the characters are all garden gnomes. So you've got one garden where they've all got red hats, and the next garden they've got blue hats, and they're mortal enemies, and of course one of them falls in love with another one, and yeah, so the two families hate each other, but of course, you know, the usual, they two fall in love and terrible things happen, but it's got a happy ending. So I really can't recommend Romeo and Juliet enough. Also an excellent soundtrack of Elton John songs, which might, you know, that might not be what you're looking for. But anyway, Romeo and Juliet, check it out. But anyway, what's in a name, okay? Does anyone here know what their name means? Noah, do you know what your name means? Okay, so Charlie, do you want to go around and just, yeah, so people at home can hear as well what the answers are? Amy, do you know what your name means?
It means beloved in French.
Amy, it means loved, that's right, that's right. Does anybody else know what their name means? Put your hands up so Charlie can come to you.
Young fighter.
There we go. Young fighter.
Young fighter, Owen. Wow, that's fantastic.
My name means strong.
Oh, that's nice.
So Ethan means strong. Ethan, so tell us your strong. Tell us your name and then tell us what it means.
There we go. What's your name?
Leo, and in Latin's lion.
Class. I love it. Anyone else up the back? I see hands up here. I see hands here. Cameron Darnborough.
Cameron, and I mean somebody with a crooked nose.
Very good. Okay, here we go.
Zoe, and it means life.
I like it.
Rachel, it means you as in the sheep.
Rachel, as in you in the sheep. Oh, one at the front again. On my way back. There's someone over here.
My name's Danielle, and it means God is my judge.
I like it. Okay, one more at the front. Anyone else at the... Oh, one over here. I'm coming.
Very good.
My name is David, and it means God is king.
That's cool. I like it.
Anyone else?
I've run into a young person.
Oh, Jack knows what his name means.
Okay, Jack, what does your name mean?
My name's Jack, and it means God is gracious.
Nice.
God is gracious. Oh, I like that.
One behind me.
My name's Lada, it means a girl.
Oh.
What was that one?
It means what?
It's a girl.
A girl. There we go. Any more? Do you want any more?
Are we done? Oh, there's another one at the back.
Right at the back again.
That's it, guys. Just keep giving Charlie a workout.
Yeah, right at the back, right at the front, right at the back, right at the
He's
front.
He's not had enough exercise this weekend.
You're right.
What's your name?
We have a scared person here.
What's her name? She's a girl. Her name's Zara Sophia. It means princess wisdom.
Oh, that's cool.
Princess Wisdom, was
yeah.
that? Oh, wow, I like that.
Anyone else?
Very good.
Peter, okay. Okay, he's not doing it.
I know what Peter means. Peter means the rock, doesn't it? What about Alistair? What does Alistair mean?
Waving now, Alistair. You're not going away that easy.
Alistair means Alexander, and it's defender of humanity.
I like it. Sums you up really well. Anyone else?
Okay, should we move on?
We good?
Thank you very much, Charlie. Your work is done.
Am I done?
You are done. You may put that down somewhere. Thank you very much. So my name... Oh, actually, Charlie. Sorry. There's three bags over there. Two of them are orange. I think one's white. Could you grab them? You don't need the microphone for it. My name is Ruth, and in Hebrew, that means friend. I did used to have a plaque when I was younger, and it said, Ruth means beautiful, compassionate friend, but I think that was just wishful thinking, really. It's. And my middle name is Catherine. My middle name is Catherine, and that is my mum's name. So I'm also named after my mum, okay? So lots of us have got important names that mean something special to our parents, okay? In the nativity story that we just saw, there was a part where an angel appeared to Joseph, and the angel tells us why Jesus is given the name Jesus. The angel says, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Now, it's maybe not so obvious from this one line, but Jesus means the Lord saves. And he's called this because he was born to save us. Now, can you think for a minute, what kind of people in our world save people? Superheroes. Great. That's a good song. Jesus is our superhero. What else? Yep. Owen, can you think of anything? Who saves people? Doctors, God, and Jesus. Amazing, that's right. So doctors, in the world, doctors save people, don't they? Ethan? Firemen, yes, firefighters, they save people. That's great. Yeah. Absolutely. And usually, for people to need saving, oh, sorry, Noah, what were you going to say? Policemen, that's right. Sorry, Beth, did you have one as well? No, you just wanted to put your hand up and say hello. Hello. Okay, so usually for people to need saving, they would be in some kind of trouble, wouldn't they? Maybe they're very ill. Maybe they're trapped somewhere and need rescued by the fire service. These are the people who need saving, yeah? So why do we need Jesus? We're not in a fire, are we? We're okay. Most of us are healthy. And you kids, I'm guessing you're all looking forward to Christmas, right? Yeah? So you might be there thinking, well, I don't really need saving just now. Thank you very much. But Jesus came, what did the angel say? To save us from our sins. The Bible tells us we need to be saved from our sins. Now, our sins are the wrong things we do. The wrong things in our hearts. So can I have a couple of volunteers, please? I need three, actually. Three volunteers. I can't remember your name. Two along from Ethan. You come on up. Sorry. Wonderful. And the youth are avidly pointing out John Fowler, but he's hiding under the pew, so I'm not going to make him come up. Okay. Danielle? I tell you what, all of my children want to come up, so later on at home, you can all line up and do this at home yourselves, okay? I'm not going to pick any of you just now. I'm sorry, I can't do it. Danielle, you coming? Amazing. Okay, I need one more. Oh, Kayla at the back, come on up. Fantastic. Okay, hang on. I'm missing a bag. 2 seconds. Okay, great. Could you all take one step back for me? Okay. Danielle, could you please pull the items out of this bag, please? Ah, what do we have here? A pair of muddy wellies. Fantastic. You're all really glad that you volunteered for this job now. Okay, please ignore the hecklers on the front row. So we have a pair of muddy wellies. They haven't been cleaned for a while. In fact, I'd go so far as to say I don't think they've ever been cleaned, apart from maybe banging the dirt off before you get in the car or walking through a puddle to try and clean them a little bit. I don't think they've ever actually been cleaned. Okay, yuck, what's next? Pop those down. And here we go. Do you want to pull this one out? Sorry, remind me your name again.
Leo.
Leo means lion, I remember. Oh, what do we have there?
A dish scrubber?
A dish scrubber. A pretty manky-looking dish scrubber. Okay, so just to be clear, this is used in my house for scrubbing the worst off the barbecue. This is not... The one I do the dishes with generally isn't that disgusting. It's actually really hard to choose things for this because I wanted to pick dirty things, but I didn't want you all to think I was disgusting. So, so we've got a dirty dish scrubber. Okay. Here you go, Kayla. What's this? Pull it out. Oh, a dirty doormat. Wonderful. Just what you all wanted to be doing today, pulling dirty doormats out of bags. If anyone could get me a glass of water, by the way, that would be really helpful. All right, so doormat, not even holding it up, no. Okay, these are notoriously hard to clean, aren't they? You can bash them, you can stamp on them, but they just seem to have a never-ending supply of dust. If anyone has any, you know, good methods of actually cleaning them, come and see me at the end, because just can never clean these things. Okay, but the thing about all of these items is that we could clean them, couldn't we? Could we? Yeah, we absolutely could if we needed to, all right? With some soap and water, we could make a big difference to these things. They'd scrub up all right. But the thing about our sins is that we can't just wipe them clean. We can't put ourselves in the dishwasher and be okay, can we? The problem with sins is that they're on the inside. We think bad thoughts. We do bad things. All of us at some point or other. We can try and clean things up a bit, but we can't stop the bad thoughts coming. We're quite selfish. Really, we love ourselves, and we want what's best for ourselves. When things don't go away... Oh, thank you so much, Jamie. When things don't go our way, we get cross. So in our hearts, there's always this problem. And the only way to get rid of this stuff on the inside is for Jesus to come in on the inside and change your heart and wash you clean. You know sometimes you do something and you know it's wrong? Yeah? You know sometimes you do something and you know it's wrong and you hear that little voice inside telling you not to do it, but you do it anyway? Well, that little voice is Jesus. And we need to listen to that voice, okay? Because Jesus comes to save us from our sins and to wash us clean. Okay, guys, you can go and sit down. Thank you so much for being willing to hold my dirty items. So, God had to rescue us from our sins, from this selfishness, and that's why Jesus came. Jesus is God with us. Jesus is perfect. He never did anything wrong. So only he has the power to save us. And all we have to do is invite him in, and he will help us to have clean hearts. Is that pretty exciting? A bit louder, is that pretty exciting? Yeah. And he will forgive us for all the wrong things that we do, okay? So if there's one thing I want you to take away, it's this. Jesus saves us. It's not just a story we tell at Christmas time. He saves us on the inside. So how is your heart looking? And are you listening to Jesus?